So we are actually focusing on part two of article number 14, the creation and fall of man. If you want to look at the first part, it's on page 859 in the hymnal. I'll read the first part. We believe that God created man from the dust of the earth and formed him in his image and likeness, good, just, and holy, able by his own will to conform in all things to the will of God. But when he was in honor, he did not understand it, did not recognize his excellence, but he subjected himself willingly to sin and consequently to death and the curse, lending his ear to the word of the devil. For he transgressed the commandment of life, which he had received, and by his sin he separated himself from God, who was his true life, having corrupted his entire nature. So he made himself guilty and subject to physical and spiritual death, having become wicked, perverse, and corrupt in all his ways. He lost all his excellent gifts, which he had received from God, and he retained none of them except for small traces, which are enough to make him inexcusable. Moreover, all the light in us is turned to darkness, as the scripture teaches us. The light shone in the darkness, and the darkness did not receive it. Here John calls men darkness. So we come to what has been termed total depravity. And it is a very offensive teaching. What do you mean? I'm not so bad. Sure, I make mistakes, but doesn't everybody? What do you mean I don't have a free will? I freely choose. I'm only here because I chose to do so. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Notice that the answer here is Scripture. The answer is God's perspective, not our perspective. It is true that we have a free will. We freely choose to do whatever delights our heart at a given moment. The problem is not the will. The problem is what? The heart. We freely choose to do what the heart says. And what does the heart say? What does God say about our heart? The other one, you said wicked. How about this one? God evaluates in Genesis 6, every intent of the thoughts of the heart of man is only evil all the day. That's what God says. When he looks at our hearts, the heart of man in Adam, he says, every thought in your heart is evil. So what is the fruit of that heart? What is the exercise of the will? It's sin. Jesus says there's none good. No, not one. Actually, I'm sorry, Paul says that, but Jesus says the same thing, right? There's none who understand. There's none who seek after God. I found this one. I'm reading 1 Kings lately. He that may incline our hearts to himself to walk in his ways. In other words, God has to incline our hearts to walk in his ways. Otherwise, we walk on our own. So the problem is the heart. Jesus says, out of the heart proceeds evil thoughts, adultery, thefts, and he goes on and on. These are what defile a man. Paul writes, the hardness, because of your hardness, an impenitent heart. So we are slaves to sin in Adam. We're born slaves. Furthermore, we are born dead in trespasses and sins. The article says we cannot do any good. What about coming to Christ? Notice what Jesus said. No man can come to me except the Father that sent me draws him. That's hard to hear, right? For the natural man to hear. We're saved by grace, not by our exercise of our will, although we do exercise our will and believe. But it first starts with God. So notice, God works in us both to will and to work for his good pleasure. And so we do embrace the reality of who we are in Adam. Why? Because in order to look for a solution, you have to understand you got a problem. And minimizing the problem is not the solution. And so we should be those who argue for the greatness of our sins and our need, and then cry out, "Help, Lord." And even that is the grace of God, is it not? Amen? Amen.